Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're going to get into the bottom of the rat hole or the spider hole or the New World Order system with Gary in a final segment with him and a longer segment coming up. But what else is on your radar? Because I'm just kind of throwing this. Yeah, I do this sometimes as a guest. What else is on your radar? What else do you want to impart to the audience?
What I think is probably one of the most important things. You know, I'm a father now, Alex. I have three sons, and we have to impart to our families we have to raise up our children the right way. And I asked this about yesterday. I asked you yesterday, Alex, how do you handle the family life with children and this intensity of information that we are subject to? Now, people walk around in a haze. They walk around, they're completely clueless to what's going on. People like yourself, myself, people who are watching right now have a unique perspective on the world. And how do we grow our children? And I think that we have to measure the steps that we take with our children, grow them up, and instill the founder's vision. As flawed as a human that they were, we have to raise up the children and instill them in the next generation. That's the most important thing.
Evil fears of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So I would just end the debate with the left and say, okay, all of them were evil white people. We need the right to defense. We need the right to property. We need the right to a jury. All these things, we have a right to our own bodies. All these things are under attack. This is ours now. It'd be like if a racist built a castle and then you inherited it. Would you blow the castle up because your grandfather did something wrong? No. It's your castle now. This is our ship, our country.
And that's why we have to we have to be within the walls of our castle, and we have to recognize that these castle walls are there for our protection. The Constitution is there for our protection. Right or wrong, whoever put their pen down to
create it. Yeah, those people, well, they were incredible people. I mean, every historian that's looked at it said they were the smartest people probably ever. Just the real key part of the Renaissance. They were the tail end of the first big bloom of the Renaissance that went for 200-plus years. And now we've kind of gotten decadent because the Renaissance produced so much wealth, but we're still in that Renaissance. And now the forces of control are trying to come in and get control again. But, I mean, point blank, the founders were major innovators, major reformers that actually changed the entire world for the good. And that's why neo-authoritarians want to shut them down and demonize them, because if people take on the birthright of American freedom, 1776 worldwide, it's over for the New World Order. So I say, I am absolutely in line with our founders and admire them, and they were the greatest men to ever walk the face of this planet.
And that's why we must continue to uphold the values that are in that document and pass those on to the next generation, because if we don't, you know, wasn't it Ronald Reagan that said that our nation is just a generation away from being lost? And what we are seeing now through kids are going into schools, and they're being forced to wear masks. There are kids who are fighting back, who are getting suspended repeatedly because they're not going to do it. Imagine the psychological trauma that's happening in these children's lives just because they had
to. And imagine how much they're not going to trust the system. I mean, the founders really tried to empower humanity because they were in front of God and wanted to do it, and it actually worked. More freedom, more, you know, everything came out of it. The globalists really do want to take our freedom. They're consciously bad.
They want to take our freedom, and that's why, as you just mentioned, they are continually demonizing those individuals who wrote the document that we hold dear to keep our freedoms. So
no, you're right. We need to have a Constitution, Bill of Rights, America Celebration Society. It ain't just on July 4th. It's under attack. And now is the time that but if you're going to fly the flag, and I know you do, folks, you've got to then defend freedom and speak out in the street, not just at your house. It's great to fly the American flag, put it on your car. But now you've got to really demonstrate and protest and call into radio shows and, you know, give political donations and pray and not submit to tyranny, because that's what's going to put power behind the red, white, and blue.
They only gain power when you submit it to them. When you hand it to them, okay? That's the truth. That's the only way they gain power, is when you surrender it. And that's why you cannot you must always stand firm in your convictions for freedom so that we can preserve this nation.
That's right, because, I mean, again, everybody's like, oh, America's been free. Yeah, it's a lot freer than everywhere else. That's the problem. We'll be right back.
We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gary Franchi riding shotgun. He's about to get in the car and drive up to Dallas-Fort Worth area to go on the Blaze Network. Look forward to seeing that. Well, I tell you, the Blaze Network and Glenn Beck are just doing a fabulous job. And we're so glad to see Glenn Beck is fighting the New World Order and fighting the poison shots and fighting the lockdowns, and now knows it's a New World Order and the FEMA camps are real. And that's all I wanted. I was never in competition with him. Just wanted him to know I wasn't a liar. And now he knows I wasn't a liar. And so we're friends now. And I hope Glenn Beck gets 10 times bigger than me, because they're trying to put my ass in prison with the January 6th thing. And I had talked earlier about getting your associate to pop in with us. And we'll do that here in about 5 minutes, or we can just get him up here. We don't have a mobile mic to give him. Or maybe we'll hold him over and do that next segment. I'd want to do that earlier. But he was at the January 6th event and actually said, I guess I met him many years ago in Chicago with you, one of your good friends, that I actually helped him not go in the building. And I'm not trying to toot my horn like, I helped thousands not go in the building. I have an NPR report here today and of several others. The new talking point is that I was trying to lead people away from that side of the Capitol to go attack the other side, and that I led the attack on the other side, even though I'm there with the police trying to stop the other side as well. I was trying to go to Lot 8, where I was told we had a stage and a permit, which they did have set up. So the level of deception has just reached incredible heights.
Yeah, he was there. He was a witness. I remember speaking to him after the fact, and he told me he saw you, you know, telling people not to go in. Don't go into the building. And now what we're seeing is these people are being swept up and arrested, you know, for entering into the federal property.
Tell us about your friend and who he is, because I wanted to give him a mic, but I guess
hopefully he can get up here and he can give you his firsthand account of the day. But his name's Chad Lavrow, and I've known Chad since back in the Lone Lantern Society days, passing out DVDs in the streets of Chicago. So Chad has been a lifelong activist working with me on so many different levels. So,
well, you know, maybe we'll be ready next segment. We'll just hold you over next year's segment, because this is important, and I
think it is, Alex.
I like Chad, and I want to be able to talk to him, and maybe we can do a next segment. But speaking about Ghislaine Maxwell, because the listeners are really calling the show, they're emailing us, the people on the street are saying, hey, Ghislaine Maxwell, they're covering up that trial. We want to hear more of this from you. Well, I mean, we're trying. Almost nothing's coming out of it. And I agree. We need more reporters. And I would like to have an East Coast reporter and have the funds to do that. Currently, we don't. I'm not complaining, because we are having to pay for millions and millions of dollars of bandwidth. We have millions of viewers a day on Bandai Video. Millions. And so we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars a day, tens of thousands of dollars a day. So our very success is our problem. And so we now have all these new contributors. In fact, I'd love to have you mirror your stuff with us, Gary, on Bandai Video. And so that's why I'm telling everybody, as so many folks get kicked off the regular platforms, they come to Bandai Video. We're not doing ad shares. We don't have advertisers on there. We're just paying to get it on, and I'm using the money that comes in off of this show. So when you buy products from us, you are literally financing all these other people being able to now have a platform. Okay? And maybe down the road, you know, we can talk to folks and create some ad share thing. We haven't gotten to that point. We're not a $1 billion company. We're not a $100 million company. We're spending millions and millions of dollars a quarter on bandwidth and infrastructure alone. So thank you all for going to InfoWarsStore.com, because Robert F. Kennedy's getting censored everywhere. He did an interview with us last week with one of our reporters. He got over 1 million views on our platform. Then clips went out, tens of millions of views. So this is such an important operation, and so is Next News Network. How do folks find Next News Network?
Well, you can go to nextnewsnetwork.com. You can watch us there. We do have a platform, not as robust as InfoWars does, but we do have a way people can subscribe for ad-free content. Primarily, we're on YouTube. You can watch
us there. I hope it is as robust. In many ways, you're reaching billions of people on YouTube. I'm reaching nobody. I just want to make the point. You are robust. You are kicking ass, and I love it.
Well, thank you for that, Alex. But you can watch us on YouTube. YouTube.com/Next News Network. You can find us on Rumble. You can find us on BitChute. You can find us on Odyssey. You can find us on Getter. You can find us on all
the... Okay, before you leave today, we're giving you a login and a free membership at Bandai Video.
Sounds great.
So, okay, because you're awesome, but I really want your content on our platform.
Well, I'm happy to figure out a way to get it there.
All you got to do is just upload it to the site. And very soon, I've worked on this. It's independent. It's our own software, our own deals cost us quite a bit of money. But we have our own mobile going live app that's crystal clear, works all over the place, that we're going to be able to basically deploy to everybody soon. So I'm very excited about that, because so many people have lost their live streaming who haven't been censored. And so it's important to get that out.
Brian, did you hear that? You got some more work to do.
Oh, so what's going on with Brian?
Oh, Brian, he's my technical producer. So he handles all the uploading, the post-production work to get everything up online.
Well, he's going
to
come on next segment, but let's get in with Rob.
Brian is my producer in Alabama. Brian, I could not do Next News Network if it wasn't for Brian. I got to say that right now.
Well, we're going to get Brian on the phone with Rob Duda today, and we're going to get it done.
All right. You hear that, Brian? You got a phone call with Rob today.
All right, but getting back to Ghislaine Maxwell here. How do we get this out? I mean, I guess I need to get on an airplane and go up to New York and I guess try to get in the courtroom and see what's happening, because they're suppressing it all.
I think that they're even preventing certain people from going into the courtroom. And if Alex Jones shows up in the Ghislaine Maxwell courtroom, that's going to be a circus in its own right. I can see it happening. But I've been following on Twitter. There's an account called the Ghislaine Maxwell Trial Tracker. So I go there and I check it out, and people are posting links to transcripts, and you can read the transcripts. And some of the stuff that is coming out, because the transcripts have to be, I believe, I don't know how you request a transcript specifically, but what I've read coming out of that trial and how she was grooming kids with Epstein at the special camp that they were attending.
And they were being recruited to recruit other children.
Yeah,
and they would fly to Eastern Europe and buy 7-year-old girls who they had trained for over a decade, who were stewardesses on the aircraft at 18, who were then recruiting underage girls.
It's amazing when you read through the transcript in the firsthand account of this victim and how long this grooming process was. These people are meticulous, they are patient, and they are twisted in order to get their end game. And it parallels what we're seeing across the spectrum with the New World Order and its implementation here in America and across the world, because they are meticulous, they are patient, and they are using every method that they can to lock down and control people's freedom.
And let's be clear, the federal prosecutors kept this to only 4 women who were underage at the time, who were older girls, not the super young ones that they know about. And so that's why Comey's daughter, famously corrupt the father, is running this. And so the trial itself is very limited in scope by what they went after. And then they're limiting that even more. So it's limit upon limit upon limit.
Well, they don't want the truth to get out. They don't want, because they know that when names are going to be presented in these courtrooms, these names are high-profile people of influence. I mean, just some of the pictures that you've seen. Of course, you've seen the picture with Ghislaine Maxwell at the Clinton wedding at the daughter, Chelsea's wedding, you know.
Super creepy.
These people are in every single level of power.
But some good things are happening. The FAA was supposed to release documents, so they overproduced by accident, which is great. They were hiding 701 flights of Epstein with a bunch of politicians on board.
Wow. I haven't seen it. I heard about that. I didn't look any further into it, but it's an interesting element once you start to learn who was actually on those flight logs.
Well, if I wanted to join a prison gang, I'd have to, you know, it's racial, so it had to be white folks probably. Or maybe I could join a motorcycle gang like the Mongols. That's multiracial. Couldn't really join the Hell's Angels. They're white only, or at least used to be. But I would have to commit some pretty serious crimes before I actually became a member. But those are crimes like killing somebody or robbing a bank or, you know, dealing a bunch of drugs or running a bunch of hookers for years. You know, you have to be a known criminal they trust. You have to help them, you know, generally, you know, kill some people and then cover up murders together. But that's not enough. You see, with the globalists, it's having sex with kids and killing kids. And so that's the initiation. So the corrupt businessmen and politicians, they go knowing they're going to screw kids and kill kids, by the way, folks. This is part of the gang initiation. And that's what I'm going to be covering a lot more after Gary leaves. And also I'm going to be on a big podcast tonight, breaking it down as well. But I'm not going to say the name of the podcast yet. You'll see.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Segment with Next News Network's founder and head anchor man, Gary Franchi. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I had that investigative journalist whistleblower coming on, but they had traffic problems in London. They were going to be late, and I just said, let's just do it another day. Very exciting, very scary, powerful documentary that David Icke's coming out with, dealing with euthanasia, called A Good Death's coming out soon, and that's what it was dealing with. Some first looks at that, and just to show how deep this rabbit hole goes. Gary, these people we're facing, these evil globalists, give me your perspective on them. But those of us that love our children, that love justice, that don't want to hurt people, I mean, I can be a jerk, I can be angry, I can certainly attack somebody if they attack me, but I don't want to hurt people. I don't feel jealous when my neighbor's got a beautiful wife. I don't feel jealous when I see somebody that's got a cool helicopter, or somebody's a great football player, or somebody's got a great voice. But then you learn about globalists. And they hate everybody. They have a real desire to dominate and kill and hurt. They're really, really nasty people.
Well, Alex, what these people, they believe that they are gods. Okay, they are godless individuals. And when you are a person that doesn't have God or Jesus Christ dwelling within you, you are an empty soul, an empty vessel. And because they are globalists, they think they sit above the globe and they control everybody. So they have no conscience when they say that they're going to go ahead and implement all these different rules and mandates and things. And, oh, so what? 1,000 people die. That's collateral damage for their end game, which is massive and overreaching global control.
I totally agree. And the lockdowns killed an extra 25 million people, they admit. So the UN orders a lockdown instead of 15 million starving to death, 30-something million starving to death. And then they just go, oh, it's no big deal. It was to stop COVID. So they know exactly what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. These people are godless. And that's why they can continue to operate in that capacity, Alex.
Exactly. When I do something wrong, even on accident, I feel guilt because I want to be good and I have a connection to God. They love it. They think it's funny.
No, they have no guilt. They have no conscience because these people believe that they are at the apex of humanity, that they are the ones
they
ruling
are on such
over.
They are so drunk on power. What is that?
Well, I don't know what that is. I mean, they're trying to fulfill that emptiness that because they have no soul, the only way that they can continue is by trying to fill it with controlling other people. And that's how they feel connected to the world. That's the only way I can try to explain it.
And look how miserable, look how fake Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg look. And then everything they do is just so damn evil. I mean, who the hell are these people?
Well, these people are cardboard cutouts. I mean, I'm looking at this video you're playing right here, and the fake smiles, and they're hanging out. These are the two people who sit at the top, the apex of this globalism. I mean, Microsoft, Facebook, the social media, the connectivity. These people recognize, and they know how much power that they have. I mean, Facebook. When you go on and you log in and you look at that news feed is specifically curated to have an intended effect to release the serotonin, to go ahead and give you those happy feelings that someone liked your post or someone commented, oh yes, and it's like a ringing a bell and you're just coming to get your dinner. And these people know exactly what they're doing, and they are shifting and controlling society through these social media networks, through these news feeds, so that they can have an intended outcome, which is absolute control. And guess what? They've got a global pandemic, and they can go ahead and issue massive fear.
That's right. It's about them turning us into robots. It's about them having total power. Again, reintroduce your friend Chad. Tell us who he is, and he's going to pop on and talk some about what he witnessed on January 6th, because I'm not even defending myself, but I listened this morning. It was sent to me by a bunch of people Sunday, but I didn't have time to watch it. I listened to it this morning. This is NPR nationally says Jones cowardly deceived Trump supporters and led them into the building, and Alex Jones needs to go to jail. And the weird thing is, even a couple of years ago, NPR reporters sounded slick. These people sound like they're doing a fifth grade RTF class. I mean, they don't. You know, 10-year-olds sound better than them. Okay, so I'm not going to play it, but it's House expects to hear from Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and Michael Flynn by January 6th, about January 6th. But let's bring Chad on and talk about what he witnessed on January 6th. Chad?
Hey, Alex. I told you when we were coming in, it was a really important thing to see you there, and you don't have to defend yourself. I'll defend you. I was right there when you got up on top of the trailer, when you climbed the chairs, and you pretty much begged everybody to turn around, not turn it into a bad thing. I was there with my young son, my 2-year-old son, my girlfriend. I would have never put them in danger. We were on the outside of the ellipse when Trump was speaking. Couldn't really hear. I wasn't going to take a stroller into that crowd, but it was just a high-energy, great place to be. I was excited to show up and be counted. I felt it was an important moment for my kids and my family. And we really felt this sense of community with everybody who was out there, and it was really positive. And then I noticed, as we were some of the first to move away, because we couldn't hear anyway, and my girlfriend went back with my baby to the hotel. I was walking with some other friends. We got there, and I did see people penetrate the barrier to the Capitol, and the police just got out of the way. Everybody kind of walked. There was no drama. There was no vandalism. There was no violence. And then things started to heat up. There was the flashbangs, the smoke, and people were getting huddled and corralled. And I could kind of tell that something was wrong. You know, people were really whipped up in a frenzy. People were stirred. And over the years, you've kind of been a guide for me on this whole journey of waking up and realizing what's happening in the world. And when you're angry and upset, you know, I might vibe on that, and I might, you know, get really interested in certain topics. But that day, you were the voice of reason. You were literally begging people not to go into the Capitol. And honestly, that was kind of a nice wake up for me, because I was swept away in the moment like everybody else was. There was a lot of righteous indignation in that crowd. There was a lot of people who knew that we were there for a reason. I think it was important to get the visual aerially. And I think a lot of us were excited to surround the Capitol. I don't think anybody thought about the fact that people would go inside and engage in violence or vandalism. That's not why I was there. That's not why anybody I know was there. And I appreciate what you did. I mean,
I appreciate you just being another witness. The point is, I was not there telling people attack the Capitol like NPR says. I mean, again, it's not even about me. It's like the level of criminal activity by these people is insane. I mean, they're on 1,000 radio stations saying I attacked the Capitol and order people to go in.
No, they're lying. Absolutely. I was standing right underneath you. I still got a picture kind of looking up where you were because I wanted to document that moment. And, you know, honestly, there was a lot of people, as we know, stirring up the crowd the other way. And those aren't people that we've developed trust with over the years. Like those of us who have listened to you, who know your work. We knew you were somebody we could trust, you know, but there was a lot of people there who I had never seen before. And like Gary said, we've been doing this a long time. I recognized a lot of folks who were there. I didn't recognize others. And the people who were engaging in violence and trying to promote that as the main thrust of that crowd, you know, I think we know what that was. And you were doing your best to combat that. And it was just a bad situation.
Well, Chad, it's great to see you again. I guess 16 years ago we marched in Chicago for 9/11 truth and against the war. So God bless you, and it's good to see you and Gary. And next time you guys are in Austin, let's all go out to dinner. I know you're about to go up and be at the Blaze with the different Glenn Beck shows and I guess Savannah Hernandez and some of those guys.
Yeah, we're going to go on Elijah Schaefer's program, Slightly Offensive, and then we're also going to do his program, You Are Here. So I'm excited to check out the facilities. And you mentioned Glenn Beck and his awakening.
We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning. And it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived.
Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance, with Chad LaRoe and Gary Franchi, Franchi in the Italian.
This is Franchi. When my family came here and assimilated, they decided that they were going to change the pronunciation to Franchi. And that's where we are, and I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So the reason I knew that is my grandfather had like 5 or 6 Franchi shotguns. And I've got two of them. My dad's got the others, but these are really old shotguns. I think one of them even brought back from Italy because he was in the Army Air Corps in North Africa, but did his 22 missions by the time they went into Italy. And then he was involved, I guess, like one of your grandfathers in like feeding people the whole mess hall, which was his own job. He said that was harder. He told my dad, this never told me this before he died. He told my dad, my grandfather told him it was harder running the mess hall for the troops
than it was flying a B-17 and dropping bombs on Germans, because the starving children and the collapse in Italy, and like literally he didn't want to eat himself. He would like literally get all everybody to donate food because there were children starving to death. And it was the images of the collapse of civilization that really haunted him the worst.
Well, my grandfather, Grandpa Franchi, he served in World War II. He was a mess cook, and he got promoted because the guy in front of him was going to feed the troops on the front line. They blew up his truck right in front of my grandfather, and he said, "Oh, well, you're promoted." My grandfather then he told a story once about how he was getting all the food ready for the troops, you know, making lots of spaghetti and all kinds of food. Naked Japanese soldier come running into the tent, starving to death. And my grandfather had to kill him. He had to kill him because there was no choice in the matter. But that's the way, that's where we
were. That's what my grandfather, exactly. On the ground's the worst stuff. Like you think off in combat's bad. Imagine being in a city of millions of people collapsed with people starving to death, begging for food, yes, with children with their ribs sticking out.
Well, that's where we're going to be if the situation continues to unfold with the supply chain crisis. We're seeing empty store shelves. We're seeing inflation out of control, people out of work, government checks, people waiting for them. What we're witnessing here is the government creating a dependency system of the American people so that they are subjects.
That's it. We're being domesticated.
Yes, we're being domesticated. They want us to be subjects of their rule rather than being independent, sovereign, free people.
Well, let's go back to Franke shotguns. I not only have the two from my grandfather, I've got four others because they're some of the best shotguns out there, better than Beretta. Have you ever gone bird hunting with a Franke?
No, I've never gone bird hunting, so we should do that.
It's crazy, but you got to buy a shotgun from your family name.
I will. I do plan to do that. That's on my list of things to do, believe me.
Hey, let's bring back Chad. He seems like a really smart guy. I mean, I know I met him a few times, but didn't get to know him. I think we had a few drinks one time. That was 16 years ago. It's hard to remember. Can you believe, Chad, how crazy things have gotten? Except from January 6th, you seem like a pretty smart guy. What's your observations about the world today?
Well, I feel like we're kind of in a time warp since that first time we met to where we are now. And, you know, back then I used to have to be a little bit bashful when I would tell people about Alex Jones. You know, it sounded crazy. It sounded crazy to my family. It sounded crazy to my friends. Gary and I kind of huddled together because we knew the truth, or at least we felt like we did. But there was, you know, almost a nervousness to go outside of that bubble in our activism. And then, you know, over the years, you just keep getting more and more and more validated every time I turn around. And I've had a lot of people apologize to me. I've had a lot of people, you know, ask me for articles, ask me for information. And you've been kind of a beacon for me. And I know for Gary as well, like throughout this process, I know I can depend on you to tell the truth. You know, whether you get everything 100% perfect or not, I know you're going to tell the truth as you know it. And I feel very confident relaying information that I get from InfoWars.
And I wouldn't make it about Alex Jones or Gary, you know, Franke or anybody. The whole issue is we're just a bellwether, the type of support we're getting versus attacks. And exactly, 20 years ago, when I was anti-war and all that stuff, it was 50-50 love-hate. Because I was a conservative talk show host on hundreds of stations, and I came out against the Iraq war, and it was like, hey, say bye to 90% of your stations. So I certainly did what I thought was right. We've been proven right in overall. But the fact that now Joe Rogan was just here at the studio a few weeks ago, because Tim Pool stayed here, and was like, Alex Jones is always right. I didn't ask him to say that. But he knows it's not about Alex Jones. Alex Jones is not always right. I'm right most of the time. The point was, it's now a symbol of screw the system. You want to destroy Alex Jones? We're all Spartacus now. So I'm very honored now to basically be a symbol in this fight. I just hope listeners realize that's why they're promoting Alex Jones, not because of Alex Jones the person.
Well, it really speaks to me that how brave you've been through this whole process, too. I mean, you know you're crashing the gate. You know all the guns are pointed at you. And I just don't see you backing off. I see you getting bolder. And I know that for, you know, other suburban family guys who, you know, aren't really sure what to do next, a lot of times it's important to be able to look to that and to, you know, kind of knuckle up and get ready for whatever's next. Because I really don't have a good feeling about what's coming next. But I do think that, you know, if we crash the gate, if we really go full guns, full bore, you know, we might have a shot on the other end, but we can't be silent. We can't be complacent, and we can't not get involved. You know, we got to get involved at every level, local government, you know, telling the truth as we know it, getting our neighbors and friends to be passionate about things that matter. You know, it's a culture shift, and it has to happen as quickly as we can make it.
Gary, I know you've got a podcast show, but this guy, you got to get him on there with you.
Oh, Chad's great. Absolutely.
Well, Chad, God bless you, and it's good to see you again. You guys got to get down here, and we'll go bird hunting next time, or deer hunting, or whatever.
Great to see you, Alex. It'd be an honor.
Well, God bless you, brother. Look, here's the thing. We're under a UN world government corporate scientific takeover. They've got a whole plan for the future, and they don't like the fact that we want our own lives and want our swimming pools and want to go to church, and they just want all that pushed aside. So this is their takeover right now. And at the end of the takeover, we're not supposed to be here. So everybody can either figure this out now or roll up the red, you know, the white flag and die. But, I mean, it makes no sense, Gary, because fighting back's our only chance. There should be no discussion here. Either join with the globalists, try to go get hired by them, become a pedophile, a devil worshiper, and like submit to Satan, or join us, because Christ said you were hot nor cold, you were lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. The worst place to be is not in either camp. Join Satan or join Christ.
You know, I think there's a quote from George W. Bush that really just sums it up. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And now we have true terrorists who are operating at the global level, and they are doing everything they can to steal our freedoms with every single excuse. Oh, Nancy Pelosi decides to buy a $34 million mansion over on the coast in Florida. Wait a second. I thought the sea levels were rising. I thought we couldn't do that.
Why Obama did it all.
Obama. Why are they giving loans to people with coastal property? See, these people are liars, they are deceivers, and they are doing everything in their power to deceive you and take your freedoms. And we must have the vision and the discernment to step forward and out of their vision to preserve our freedom for our children, for our grandchildren. If we do not, we will lose this nation and this entire planet.
Beautifully said. And here's the thing. It's the animating contest of liberty that Jefferson talked about. This is an honor to stay in this fight. That's what listeners thank me. I'm thanking everybody for keeping us in the fight, keeping you in the fight. That's why I see Glenn Beck waking up. It makes me so happy to see him hardcore now. And Alex, it's just victory. That's where just what matters is the spirit. We need to all come together, know the truth, resist evil, and we're all brothers and sisters. There's no more competition. There's none of the BS anymore.
Alex, when I saw that video of you at SeaWorld talking about biometrics, and I started to go and understand who InfoWars was. Who is this Alex Jones character? You inspired me. You put me on a track to wake up America, and now I have been able to reach millions, a billion views on YouTube, over a billion views, and not just in those capacities, but in all the radio and all the magazines and documentaries and work that we've done for all these years. It's because I saw you stand up, and other people need to recognize this. And now,
but you've inspired so many too. The whole point is,
it's a snowball.
The next leader, maybe black, maybe brown, maybe white, maybe male, female, whatever. You're watching right now. Take action. It's not just what you, it's not even where you go in the fight. It's how you inspire others. Gary Franchi of the Franchi Shotgun Fortune. We appreciate you, brother.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Children, that means we've got to stop them or it's on us. And that's why I'm on Trump. That's why I'm on Senator Paul and others that know damn well they got lied to now. And this vaccine is deadly poison. It's not a vaccine. And it's causing massive side effects and heart attacks and erasing people's immune systems and doesn't work. Just like the Ben Garrison cartoon last week. There's this big, giant, fat elephant in the room and Fauci the clown saying, more vaccines! The vaccines work. We need more. It's like saying, hey, aspirin cures a headache and your headache gets worse. You go, oh, we need more aspirin. Or, hey, let's put water in our gas tank. Oh, it doesn't work. Hell, let's put more water in the gas tank. The worst part of 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. Now we're entering the third year in a month. You know, I've got loaded stuff to cover here, just absolutely loaded. But I got to play this again. I got to play both clips again. First, we're going to play member of the European Union Parliament, Christina Andersen from Germany, who is real, who is connected to God, who you can just feel is from the heart, trying to stand there up against all this evil, when in Germany they're killing, people are getting, quote, killed by men in black. It's police, it's Antifa, it's all of it. Doctors, scientists, people that are speaking out are being murdered. The Germans, under globalist control, come and murder you. And there she is valiantly saying, we've received your SOS from Australia, and we stand with you. Talking about the SOSs that have been issued on the show by members of parliament from Australia on this show. It's not about the credit of this show. We literally have given people in Australia and New Zealand that have no way of getting information out, banned out video memberships because they're totally censored. They have to then leave and hide. They come to arrest them at their houses for what they put on my show. How is that freedom? So we are just so far gone right now that it's just a complete joke. So you've got the Prime Minister of New Zealand saying, yeah, it's permanent. You're always going to get more shots. It never ends. We're never going to end this emergency. And they're announcing that here. I mean, they go, don't worry, though. Permanent's not permanent. We might take it away someday. Just get used to it being permanent. It might go away someday. We might let you out of this dungeon one day. It rubs the lotion on the skin. Or it gets the hose. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to sit down in this pit while they piss on me. I'm going to be smart about it. I'm not going to go shoot them. I'm not going to blow stuff up. But I'm going to attack them with truth. And I'm going to support independent operations that are fighting them. And I'm going to warn everybody. And I'm going to take control legally and lawfully of local governments. And then they're still going to come with the military that they have purged. So the military that have signed on. And they're still going to have their narratives. They're still going to stage terror attacks and blame us on it. They're still going to try to put me in prison before the midterms because they don't want us on air to fight them politically. But that's okay, folks. That's what life's all about, is signing up for the truth and saying, well, I'm here. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to just say I'm against their pedophilia. I'm not going to just say I'm against their devil worship. I'm not just going to say I'm against their new world order. I'm going to go ahead and just decide to stand. And then you realize, if I would have bowed down to them, they'd have gotten me even quicker. I mean, these guys aren't giving anybody any quarter. If you don't know what that means, it's a medieval term in chivalry where they'd start a battle and they'd say, are you going to give quarter or are we going to give quarter? And that means if you start getting routed and killed and defeated, if quarter is asked for, then you don't murder the injured troops. You let them escape. But if quarter's not given, none quarter given, none taken, it means a fight to the death. And they're not giving us quarter. You understand that, right? Like, you think I want a death battle with these people? You think I want to take on the most satanic, devil-worshipping, child rapist murderers? You think I like that? No. I like walking around the woods with a gun, and I like barbecuing beef, and I like hiking around and listening to rock and roll music and having fun. But you know what? I don't get to do that because these people are coming after children. And if I don't stand up against them, it's on me. And I'm not going to sit here and have it on me. I'm not committing these crimes with these people. I'm not an accessory to what they've done. So every moment I'm thinking about how to beat them. Every moment I'm thinking about how I don't play their game. And I can see all what they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. You can too. So here is a good person versus a bad person. Here's a member of parliament in Europe, the European Union from Germany, Christina Andersen, a real woman, a real human, standing up her own words, she's saying, not some giggling hunchback demon of, oh, it's so fun, oh, it never ends. I mean, there's always new shots coming, like a demon, oh, it's so liberal, oh, I'm so nice. No, you're a frickin' demon, you're a devil. You're a tentacle of Fauci and Bill Gates. And you're reviled. So here's a human, then we'll show you a devil after that. Go ahead.
This message goes out to the people in Australia. My name is Christine Andersen. I'm a member of European Parliament, and I'm answering your SOS call. I will do whatever I can to make it known to the world that your once free and liberal democracy has been transformed into a totalitarian regime which tramples on human rights, civil liberties, and the rule of law. I'm imploring all of you around the world who still think your governments are looking out for your best interest. At no point in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys. The welfare of humanity has always been the alibi of tyrants. Do you not realize that this vaccine does not protect you from COVID? It does, however, protect you from governmental oppression. For now, that is. But don't think for even a second that this is not going to change tomorrow. I'm a German, and we once asked our grandparents how they could have just stood by in silence, allowing a horrific totalitarian regime to come about. Anyone could have known. All they had to do was open their eyes and take a look. The vast majority chose not to. So, what will you tell your grandchildren? Will you tell them you didn't know? Will you tell them you were just following orders? You need to understand, it isn't about breaking the fourth wave. It is all about breaking people. Australia does not need a no-COVID strategy. What Australia needs is a no-oppression strategy. So I stand in support with your fight for freedom and democracy. We need to stop our governments from transforming our free and democratic societies into totalitarian regimes. We need to do it now. We need to stand up now.
Beautiful. We'll come back in a moment and show you a true demon giggling and laughing and snick. Oh, just get used to it. We're going to keep putting things into you over and over and over again. And then we've got Drill Salente taking over. You know, I can't get so freaked out by the end of days, what appears to be the beginning of the end of days, to not continue to try to stay on there. So please share the articles, please share the videos, and please buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. But we are under deep attack. We're all under deep attack. But obviously, you need to get a T-shirt. You need to get a book. You need to get a film. You need to get storable foods. You need to get four-way radios. You need to get high-quality supplements. Cyber Week ends tonight. Free shipping, store-wide, double Patriot points, 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force, 50% off Prostaguard, all the apparel at cost. Thank you for keeping us in the fight. It's all up to God right now, but it's how God works through you to decide whether you support us or not. It's just been an honor to be with all of you and be in this fight, including the crew. It's been really good knowing all of you. Be right back.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.